Well, of course, any opportunity to create more job opportunities for people in the state of Wisconsin is welcomed. Like anything else, it'll always come down to the details, what sort of jobs will be created. We're hoping that decent jobs will be the topic of discussion, that are full-time, that provide family-supporting wages and benefits, that can help raise the communities that people live in.
What do you think the legislature ought to know about the needs of working people going into this very challenging session?
Well, the top priority of our members and all working people that we talk to is clearly jobs. We need to protect jobs. Moving factories out of the state or cutting public sector operations lead to higher unemployment. It also leads to a lack of purchasing power, and it reduces revenue for cities, counties, and schools, and the state as well. We also have to look at the question of infrastructure, because infrastructure is the framework that creates the type of economy that we need to see in the state of Wisconsin. And we have to be careful not to reduce the quality of public structures, whether it's transportation, help for people with health care, child care, those sorts of things. Those things block new investments and job growth in local communities, and that would be a major problem.
The money for high-speed rail in Wisconsin, at least from Madison to Milwaukee for now, is gone. Governor-elect Walker says that he wants to focus on bridges and roads. Can labor and the state government work together to make sure Wisconsin gets some good-paying road and bridge construction jobs?
Well, yes, and that was never the debate. It was never a debate of one or the other. The debate was, let's do both. I mean, when you travel to states that are doing well, if you travel overseas at all to other countries, you'll see good roads, good highways, but you'll also see good infrastructure around rail. And that was our argument. It wasn't that you should have one or the other. The argument is you need to have both to build the type of infrastructure that you need.
Before we go, I just wanted to ask you about the concessions that state government and other public employees may make. To what extent should they be flexible when it comes to retirement benefits and health care benefits and the amount they pay into them?
I'm not going to comment on what should happen other than to say that collective bargaining process that has led to 30 years of labor peace should be embraced and utilized.
Phil Neuenfeld, thanks for being with us.
Thank you much.